secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be?
Actress.
Okay. And your nationality, you would say, you're born in the United States, you would say?
American.
Okay. And,
you know, let me cut in here. We used to, way back there, your nationality, Negro. But we got to the point where we knew we were Americans because we were born in America. We are American Negroes. We are Americans. That's why. We are Americans, not Negroes. We don't know where that bird came from. We are Americans. So then, in later years, I always put my on my card, American, an American, which
you
I
used
am.
To fill in a thing for nationality?
Yes, and but you we couldn't say that we came from, we were descendants possibly from Africa, but we couldn't prove what.
That would be really dumb. I mean, I couldn't.
But we'd have to put American.
I couldn't put English on mine.
No, you have to put American.
Relatives.
Came. Mm-hmm. But that's why I resent being called, we should say, Afro-American. Because, like, the American Indian.
Yes.
But now the Indians were here before anybody. They are real Americans.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They're real Americans. And so often I hear, well, that's a different thing. A lot of people came around the Mayflower. Well, how do you know who was on the Mayflower?
Well, that's not saying much if you...
Well, I tell you, then you must remember, because history notes this, I did read it, that they had so many of the criminals that they were locked, they had to open the jail doors and they put them on the boats and the ships to come to America. So the Mayflower doesn't mean anything to me.
People came in, I mean, people talk about that their relatives were here when this country was settled, but they must have been really desperate to come over to America.
Well, you know, the first that came over, most of them died, and this girl, history calls her, there was one child that was born here, but some of them, they went back, and then so many of them, they couldn't exist. They had no way of existence, and the most of them died, and the others went back. And there was a child, a girl, and it seems that something happened. Oh, I don't know. I've forgotten all of the history and background that we you know knew about that. But then, of course, the doubting that Columbia discovered America. How could he discover something that the Indians were already here?
Yes,
he found it, of course, by, I don't know. Well, no, who was it? Ponce de Leon.
Yes.
Something about, I've noticed something here recently, not too long ago. A question is being raised that was Columbus the first?
Yes.
So,
okay, if it was not quite midnight and someone asked you what time it was, you say, well, it's not quite midnight, but
it is 11 p.m.
Yeah, or you say, we better be getting home. It's what, midnight?
It would be, if it was midnight, it would be p.m.
Yeah.
Past midnight.
Would you say it's nearly midnight or pretty near midnight or not?
Or near midnight?
Yeah. How would you say that?
Well, it's near midnight could be 11:30, but 12 o'clock is midnight, it would be near midnight.
Okay. And if someone was waiting for you to get ready and call for you to hurry and you say, okay, I'll be with you in just a
minute.
Okay. And if you would say you were going to Nashville and you were sure you're on the right road, but you weren't sure of the distance, you'd ask somebody how far
is it from here to Nashville?
Okay. And if you were pointing out something, you tell them to look. To what? You tell them to look.
You mean in this direction?
Yeah.
Look to the right.